Zambian people and the government of Zambia received the information about the passing of the former First Lady, Mama Betty Kaunda, with a great sense of shock. Because the last time Mama Betty Kaunda appeared in public in the company of her husband, she looked well and happy with her usual smile, the smile that the Zambian people have grown to know as being Mrs. Betty Kaunda. Mrs. Betty Kaunda is considered by all Zambians as a mother of the nation, and the country at the moment is engulfed in a sense of grief.
Mr. Minister, too often you don't see something like this, to have a former First Lady and also, let's say, former President Kenneth Kaunda to still be very relevant many, many years after they have left power. What do you think is responsible for that?
This is symptomatic of the kind of humble life that Mrs. Betty Kaunda lived. People in Zambia remember very well the gruesome experience that Mrs. Betty Kaunda underwent in 1990 after Frederick Chiluba became the second Republican president. President Kenneth Kaunda was humiliated together with his family, and yet Madam Betty Kaunda handled everything with such sense of responsibility and so much grace. Even after Dr. Kenneth Kaunda was imprisoned during Christmas by Frederick Chiluba, Madam Betty Kaunda never uttered any word disparaging President Chiluba and his government. She still managed to live above the expectations of ordinary citizens, of ordinary people. Long after those incidences, Madam Betty Kaunda still continued to live her humble, happy life. She has always been available to give counsel, particularly to the women folk of Zambia. The foundation for which she was matron when she was the Republican First Lady continued to go to her because they considered her a fountain of wisdom and a fountain of hope. This is the reason why Mama Betty Kaunda is being mourned on her passing.
Mr. Minister, for those of us who follow the liberation movement, we remember also the role that her husband, Kenneth Kaunda, played in the liberation struggle, also against apartheid South Africa. What was her role in the liberation struggle?
Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, in his book, Letter to My Children, narrates very eloquently what he has kept repeating as his fountain of strength during the liberation struggle. And his fountain of strength was no other than Mama Betty Kaunda. When President Kaunda was incarcerated during the liberation struggle, he went into incarceration with strength and confidence because he knew that Mama Betty Kaunda was there to continue the struggle and to continue to take good care of their children. I am privileged to be a member of Parliament representing a constituency in which Mama Betty Kaunda and Dr. Kaunda lived during the liberations, and the people of the constituency remember well Mama Betty Kaunda's contribution. The elderly people, her age mates, are mourning today because they remember that Mama Betty Kaunda's house was open to all of them during the liberation struggle. All those who wanted something to eat went to Mama Betty Kaunda. Not that she had money, but because she had a giving hand and she had a loving heart. So yes, Mama Betty Kaunda might not have addressed public rallies, but she organized the women folk behind the struggle that was led by her husband, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. She indeed was a source of inspiration for Dr. Kaunda, as she was for Dr. Kaunda's peers.
Mr. Minister, is the Zambian government, are you planning or will you be planning some kind of a state funeral, or what are the plans? I know it's kind of early now, but is the state planning anything?
Certainly. Mama Betty Kaunda's contribution to Zambia is so immense that the Zambian government will honor her, and she certainly will be given a befitting funeral. And I want to just state that we have already started receiving a lot of support from outside Zambia. Some of our neighboring countries have already provided assistance to us in ensuring that the funeral of Mama Betsy Kaunda is a dignified one.